Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Where did we come from? It's something humans have always wondered. Scientists in Northeast Ohio are tackling that and other big questions like, how did the planets form? How did the universe begin? In this edition of Explore Radio, we explore the wide-ranging science of origins.
This is called a plate reader.
We're in the lab of Nita Sahai, a researcher at the University of Akron. She's testing mixtures of simple compounds that she believes were present 3.5 billion years ago when life first appeared on Earth.
And so this is a way of screening very quickly a bunch of different conditions.
Conditions that could have led to the formation of the first cells. Sahai flips through pictures of the protocells she's creating in her lab.
So these are the vesicles here.
Life, she thinks, began in the mud.
And you can see here the minerals that are in contact with these vesicles. So this is one particular kind of mineral. You're looking at little sheets of clay minerals edge on.
Sahai has found that certain types of clay facilitates the formation of simple cells and helps the chemicals necessary for life bind together. She's tested a range of rock types and environmental conditions to create a roadmap for where life could exist. While Sahai explores the mingling of geology and biology, other scientists are looking at the mechanisms of early metabolism and how life came to be self-replicating. They're among the fundamental questions in science: the origin of life, of the solar system, and the universe itself.
I'm interested in the origins of everything.
Glenn Starkman is an astrophysicist at Case Western Reserve University and director of the Origins Institute.
I have an interest in the origin of the universe, the origin of structure in the universe. I'm very interested in the nature of dark matter, how galaxies grow.
From the Big Bang to the birth of humankind, Starkman says origins research draws on all branches of science.
And so that means that we need to be training people who are willing and able to think across physics, chemistry, biology.
Evolutionary biologist Patricia Princehouse is outreach coordinator for the Origins Institute.
We're looking to bring people together on these issues, right? On issues that aren't addressed in particular disciplines.
Case Western Reserve University is the first school in the U.S. and one of only two in the world to offer an Origins undergraduate degree. Students are immersed in math and science and work on research projects with one of the more than 100 Origins Institute fellows. They include experts in physics, medicine, anthropology, engineering, astronomy, biology, and math from a half dozen institutions in Ohio. Origins fellow Ralph Harvey teaches geology at Case and is head of the U.S. Antarctic Search for Meteorites program. His passion is finding chondritic meteorites, or rocks from space, in the frozen wastes of the South Pole.
If you think science is about figuring out where things came from, chondritic meteorites, you can't really go any further back than that.
The meteorites hold clues to the Earth's origin 4.5 billion years ago.
They seem to represent some of the very earliest building blocks out of which the solar system and the planets were built.
He says Earth in its early days was hit by enough water-bearing meteorites and snowball-like comets to fill the oceans. And with that water, Harvey says, space provided the complex molecules needed for life.
It's clearly a resource or a reservoir, if you will, in our solar system where one can get the building blocks of biological activity.
At the University of Akron, Origins fellow Nita Sahai says that primordial soup simmered for around 700 million years before something clicked.
There's a lot of time it took to get these molecules together to form the earliest life that we know of.
Sahai says it could be another 100 years before scientists cracked the mystery of the origin of life, the universe, and everything. But she says that's okay.
The thing about scientists is that we're super stubborn. Every time an experiment doesn't work, that's good, because now we have one thing less to check.
From particle physics to plate tectonics, nearly every branch of science has something to contribute to the question of how the world and everything else came to be. And unbounded curiosity is the driving force in the science of origins. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.